Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, just before the show went on, I was connecting two members of Lifestyles Unlimited together. One of them lives up in Dallas, and one of them lives over in Phoenix. And, you know, ironically, these two individuals know of each other, but they've never met. And I was dialoguing with both of them yesterday. And as part of the conversation, I found out that one of them wanted to get involved with skydiving. This guy's like kind of an adrenaline junkie. As a matter of fact, the guy was on the show yesterday, Peter. He wants to do some skydiving. Well, I just happen to know another Lifestyles Unlimited member who also is a radio host for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. His name's Andy Webb. You've probably heard his work. And Andy is a, I don't even know how to describe it. This guy is, if he were in the Army, we would say the guy is all tabbed out, meaning he's been to every school he could possibly go to be an expert at what he does. And Andy's a skydiver. I mean, I would venture to say, I don't even know if he's a professional skydiver, but he could be. This guy has jumped out of so many different airplanes. He's got all these different certifications, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so the point I'm making is this. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you are bonded to other people through real estate. But you don't have to stop there. You do not have to stop at that particular topic. You can also get to know people that have the same desires that you have. For instance, I'm into scuba diving. And more, I find additional Lifestyles Unlimited members that are into scuba diving. And you know what? That is really cool because not only can I go hang out with somebody that wants to go scuba diving with me, we can talk about real estate at the same time. As a matter of fact, we can go out to dinner and enjoy ourselves. Yeah, see, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it's not just the educational piece. It's the culture. It's camaraderie. It's being around successful, like-minded individuals that may share a common bond with you. Or it may allow you, like in Peter's case, to get out of your comfort zone and get hooked up with another Lifestyles Unlimited member that is like deep into his comfort zone. To be honest with you, I can think of nobody better in my mind to advise Peter on how to jump out of an aircraft as he's never done that before than a guy like Andy Webb, who's done a bazillion times. Yeah, he's probably got more jumps than most of the guys I know in the military that jumped a lot. Now, me, I recognize that an aircraft is designed for one thing, from taking you from point A to point B without any stops along the way. Now, those guys, they've got a different mentality than that. They want to go up in the air and they want to come down. Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. Anyhow, that's not why you tuned in. You do not want to hear me ramble on about all these relationships that I've made and these connections I'm making between people because I think it's important. I really do. What I want to get into today is the mailbag. See, I've received some questions from different people that listen to the show, and they asked me some pretty darn good questions. And my goal today is to answer these questions and to help educate you in the process. Because here's the thing. People will tell you real estate investing is risky. It is very risky. And I'm here to tell you this. I agree. I think real estate investing is very risky if you don't know what you're doing. If you don't have a foundational education on how to do it correctly, there's risk associated with that. You could really screw things up. And some of the questions that I'm going to get into today involve people trying to get answers to their questions because they're not necessarily properly educated, but they're asking me questions And I'm going to answer these questions, and that, to me, helps to educate them. But I'm also concerned about the holistic approach. I'm also concerned that they're getting all of the information that they need. Because even if I answer one specific question, like the first question I'm going to tackle has to do with 1031 exchanges. And if you don't even know what a 1031 exchange is, that topic may just go right over the top of your head. You just may go, well, I'm not interested in that because I'm not going to do that. I get that. But here's the thing. The question I'm about ready to go into talks about properly executing a 1031 exchange. Now, the short answer is this. If you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you talk to somebody who's done a 1031 exchange. We are all over the place. I mean, when I say we are all over the place, I mean those of us that have executed a 1031 exchange, we're all over the place. Yeah, a lot of us at Lifestyles Unlimited have done those things. We understand the process. We have walked through the process. And the first thing that we would tell you is to go to our vendor list and talk to the 1031 exchange accommodators that are a part of our vendor program, because those are the entities that will correctly advise you on the path forward to do a 1031 exchange. They will talk to you about the legalities. They will talk to you about the time limits. They will talk to you about your strategy. See, there are people that think that they can do certain things in a 1031 exchange, but when you peel back the tax code, what you find out is this. There are permissible activities and there are non-permissible activities. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get into this topic of 1031 exchanges. I've got some other questions I'm going to read today, and I'm going to answer those over the air. And if you have any question at all, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. askal@luinc.com. 1031 exchanges when we come back.
Dell Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some dollars a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, just a reminder, if you want to ask me any question, the easiest way to do it is to send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Ask Al. All one word, smash it all together before that ampersand or whatever that at sign is. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. I probably got it wrong. LUINC.com stands for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. Yeah. And I will answer you back. I absolutely will answer you back. But let's get into Dre's question, because this is actually kind of a semi-complex question. He says, Dear Al, I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I have about 5 single-family rentals all in the same family. One is a townhome that was my first purchase, and it was not purchased as an investment property initially. Due to working out of state for many years, I rented the townhouse, which was his primary residence, for the majority of the time and depreciated it on my tax returns. Okay, so let's address the fact that he's got 5 rental properties that he's thinking about selling. Now, when he brings up the concept of 1031 exchange, he knows that if he were to sell these properties, he would be liable for any capital gains taxes plus depreciation recapture that he is for any depreciation that he's taken on the property. That's the two taxes that come into a play when you sell investment property. One of the properties he originally bought to live in. He bought it as an owner-occupant. And then after living there for a while, he made a decision to turn that property into a rental property. And that's totally fine, completely legal, as long as he didn't do anything to mess with the terms and conditions of the original note. For instance, he says he bought it as his original property. I mean, this he was going to be an owner-occupant. So let's say he bought with an FHA loan or a VA loan. Both of those loan types require you to be an owner-occupant in the property for a certain period of time. Normally, it's 1 year in time. After that, you can vacate the property if you choose to do so and turn it into a rental property if the numbers make sense for you to do that. It's completely legal. Let's get back to his question. Because what I wanted to do is kind of frame the fact that he was, in the back of his mind, worried about this townhome that he owned. Due to marriage and kids, I'm thinking about relocating back to my original state to build a family home that I'll permanently live in. Since I already have a primary residence loan under the townhouse, he says this. He says, I would have to do an investment property loan for my new construction real property residence. I'm not sure why, but let me finish the thought. To forego that, I want to sell my townhome and get a new construction loan as my primary residence. Okay, so Dre, here's the thing. I get it. You want to move back to wherever you came from. You didn't tell me where that was. Not a problem. I don't need to know that. Let's say you're moving from, I don't know, there's my brain going dead on me. Let's say you're moving from Oklahoma to Texas or vice versa. It, like I said, it really doesn't matter. Here's the thing. If you're looking to build a property for your principal residence, the fact that you own a townhome that has an old mortgage on it that you've probably met the conditions of residency on doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Now, your lender may be concerned about that, or there may be some quirky little lending requirement out there that I haven't heard anything about that may be new on the market. But I don't think that you absolutely have to sell that townhome in order to build a new property for your own personal enjoyment. I really don't think you do. Somebody may be giving you bad advice. And the other thing is this. If you're going to sell your townhome, which you've converted into rental property, and you want to forego the taxes and the depreciation recapture, well, you won't really forego it. You'll defer it. That's really the better word. Defer it into the follow-on residence. You can't build a follow-on property that you intend to occupy as an owner-occupant because that is prohibited in 1031 exchange law. I mean, you can't do that. Now, if you want to sell that townhome and transfer it into another piece of real estate, that's totally fine. You can do that as long as you don't live there. So let's make sure that that rule is absolutely correct. In a 1031 exchange, it is to dispose of or sell property to acquire like-kind property, which doesn't necessarily have to be in the same specific asset class. In other words, you could sell that townhome and you could buy industrial property. I mean, it's all real estate, but it's all for investment purposes. That's the big takeaway on the 1031 exchange. The other thing that you may want to talk to your tax advisor on is if you own a property as your principal residence, say the townhome that you're talking about, if you've lived in that unit for two of the last 5 years and you can claim it as your principal residence, even though you've taken depreciation on that property, you need to talk to your tax professional and get qualified tax advice because I am not a tax professional. I don't play one on the radio. I don't pretend to be one in real life. I am not a tax professional. You need to understand how the IRS will treat that property because you may be in a position, even if you take 3 years worth of depreciation, to where you could still sell that property and avoid any capital gains taxes because you owned that property and lived in it for two of the past 5 years. But based on what you said in the email, I don't think that's the case because you said many, many years that you've been renting it out. So I think the IRS would treat that specifically as income-producing property. So he goes on to say this. My question is this. Can I sell my townhouse? Yes. Do a 1031 exchange to avoid the depreciation recapture and gains capital gains tax? Yes. Use that for my new construction personal home? No. No, you cannot. And then he goes to say, remember, my townhome was not originally purchased as an investment property. Yeah, but it depends on how you've treated that property. And you go on to say right here that you've treated it as investment property for many years. Many years to me seems to be a long period of time. So what I would do, Dre, is I would check with your tax advisor. I would get some good advice on maybe disposing of that townhome. Sounds like you've got some other rental properties. You need to sit down and take a look at if you sold those additional properties and you did a 1031 exchange, what kind of properties would you acquire to move the money into? Make sure that if you do that transaction, it meets your goals and objectives for growing your real estate portfolio. When we come back from the break, I've got another question to answer for you. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're jumping into the mailbag today, and if you have a question, send it to me at askal@luinc.com. askal@luinc.com. So here's the next question that came in, and this is from Marbelle. She said, I'm a 25-year-old female who works the typical 9-to-5 office job, and I cannot possibly imagine doing this for 40 more years. Okay, right there, I'm going to stop, because this is the problem with the world, or at least our piece of it. That's the biggest problem with America right now, is that our young people are looking at a 40-year or more time horizon for retirement once they entered the job market. Yeah, I mean, you did it, I did it, we've all done it. I will tell you this, it's a bad way to go. The system that society imprints upon us is flawed. It is absolutely flawed. And there are just more and more people that get to a big pile of money somewhere later in life, and then they start living off of that money and hope it doesn't run out before they pass away. That is going on this very moment in America. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I know people who are Lifestyles Unlimited members who have bought investment properties, and they use the proceeds, the passive income that comes from those properties, to help other family members who are elderly make ends meet. Yeah, because the retirement system that those elderly people are on failed them. They got to a point in their life where their expenses overran their income streams, and they just flat out ran out of money. So you know what, Marbell? I applaud you. I applaud you for being 25 years old and understanding that the age of 65 is a long, long ways away. Now, I just turned 57, and that's still 8 years away from me. So I know what you're feeling. I get that. Okay, so let's get back to Marbelle's question. She said, my fiance and I have been saving money for the past 2 to 3 years to buy a house. But lately, I've been thinking a duplex or a triplex might be a better idea because we could possibly house hack it. I've had so much trouble finding anything on the market in our price range. Everything sells in a day for just ridiculous amounts over the actual value of the house. I guess my main question is this. Since I'm just starting out, should I keep waiting for the so-called impending housing crash to hit? Or just get into the market as soon as possible? Well, Marbelle, that is really a great question. And I'm going to dust out the crystal ball here, and we're going to see if we can answer this for you. So first of all, I like the fact that you're thinking about investing. You're thinking about investing. Now, you're also conflicted because you're thinking about buying a home that you're going to live in. Now, I will tell you this, Marbelle. Buying a home to live in, although many people think that's an investment, I don't think that's an investment. I don't. I think what you're doing is you're agreeing to buy a property and live there and hope that over time the value of that property will go up. And, you know, real estate traditionally tends to go up. But there's no income stream. There's no income stream that that property produces for you because all you're doing is consuming that property. It's the same as if you rent a home or rent an apartment. You're paying a monthly fee for quiet enjoyment, and it's not providing you an income stream. See, when you're renting, the income stream is going to the person that owns that property. When you buy a house to live in, you're not paying yourself. You really aren't. I mean, if you really sat down and looked at all the money that people pour into their principal residences because, we want to upgrade the bathroom, we want to do this, we want to do that. You know, you spend a lot of money on your principal residence. And then when you go to sell that property, yeah, you hope that it has gone up in value over time. And when you sell, the IRS does allow you to exclude a certain amount of the proceeds that you may make on a sale from capital gains taxes. So you get a big chunk of money. But it didn't provide you an income stream. See, when you look at the second part of your equation, if you buy, say, a duplex or a triplex or maybe a fourplex, you're buying an asset that, yes, you will live in, but you also have adjoining units that are paying income streams for you. So it can be very advantageous, especially to somebody like you getting started, to buy a duplex, triplex, or a fourplex as their first initial home. And here's what makes it even more attractive. The cost of that property, as far as what you need to qualify for, is going to be a lot less than the sales price, depending on the number of units in that physical structure. The reason is your lender can use the existing rents and the rental history as qualification and additional income for you so that you can buy that property. So what am I getting at? Okay, let's say you and your fiance qualified for a house that's worth, I don't know, let's $200,000. And maybe you got qualified through one of the government loan programs, an FHA program, meaning you only have to put 3.5% down. You can qualify for an even more expensive property that's a duplex, triplex, or fourplex, because now you can use those rental incomes off of the units that you will not occupy to be added to your income stream, which allows you to qualify for a more expensive property. Okay, so I want you to think about that. So you're able to leverage the fact that it's an investment property. Here's the other thing you can look at. Many of our Lifestyles Unlimited members that are younger like you do this transaction because it allows them to get into a property that they can own for as little out of pocket as possible. Because you're 25, it's not, you know, not every 25-year-old has, you know, $300,000 laying around. I get that. It takes time to save that money up. And the fact that you've been doing it for 2 to 3 years, that speaks volume about, you know, what your potential for success is. But let's say you bought a duplex. The income stream coming from the part that you're not living in is going to help you pay for the part that you are living in. So there could be an advantage to you in the form of lesser housing costs. In other words, that resident may be paying more than 50% of the overall costs to operate that property. So that's going to reduce your housing expenses. And then after you live in that property for the minimum time required, usually it's a year and a day, you could elect to move out and you could replace your residency with another resident. So now you have a duplex that's fully leased up and has the potential to provide you cash flow, as well as to make money the other ways we make money in real estate. So when it comes to this discussion of the housing crash, I mean, there's a lot of conjecture out there. There's a lot of discussion about, are we in this massive, massive bubble? I don't know that that's the case. I really don't think that we're in some kind of crazy bubble. I think we're dealing with supply and demand. And here's what I think. The quicker you become educated on how to invest correctly in real estate, the better off you're going to be. When we come back from the break, more questions answered.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can send me any questions or comments to askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Okay, so now I've got another question for you. This one's kind of a deep question. It is, because this is coming from somebody who knows people who are investing in properties. And I'll just read you the question, and I think it will do a good job of elaborating what the concern is. So it says, "Dear Al, I have a few friends who are self-described investors, and they are purchasing multiple homes by just putting down the down payment and renting them out. The rent for the homes is always slightly less than the mortgage or break even, never more. Wouldn't the interest rate on the loans, maybe in the 4%-ish rate, crush them later on? Is there something I'm missing entirely?" Well, Peter, yes, there is something you're missing entirely. It sounds like what your friends are doing is that they're buying properties. They're putting probably 20% down. They're putting a mortgage on that property, and they're putting a resident in that property who is paying rent that is right at, or maybe a little bit less than what the mortgage payment is doing. Yeah. See, what they're banking on is appreciation. They're banking on the fact that that resident will continue to pay them every month, and they can handle the mortgage, and hopefully nothing's going to break in this property, because that's going to affect their cash flows. They're banking on the fact that the property will go up in value. See, what they think is they're just covering. Now, they're also getting the benefit of depreciating the property, but because there's no income stream to use that depreciation against, it doesn't work. And I'll tell you this, Peter. This is an investing strategy that people in what I like to call high-cost areas with low rental costs do. Yeah, think of California. Think of New York. Think of, well, not all parts of New York. But what'll happen is somebody will see a property and they'll say, hey, man, I can buy that house for $400,000. And, you know, let's say the mortgage comes out to be, I don't know, I'm not even running numbers. I'm just going to give you a ballpark number. Let's say it's $2,500. And you're able to rent it out for $2,400 a month. Yeah. So what you're essentially doing is you're throwing $100 of your money every month into that mortgage payment, looking for the property to go up in value. And then somewhere down the line, you're going to sell that property, take all the gains that you made, because maybe you're in an area where that $400,000 property in 5 years possibly could go up to $500,000. So you're going to sell in 5 years and you're going to take all the gains. But what you really have to do, Peter, is you have to look at the investment. See, I don't think that's a real wise way to go about investing your money. I mean, think about it. If you're talking about a $400,000 house and you're putting 20% down because you're going to be an investor, you're talking about putting $80,000 to work in a property. So you've got $80,000 sitting in a house. And then every month, that resident's going to pay you your rent. And every month you're going to take an extra $100 bill out of your pocket and add it to that rental payment, and you're going to send it in. So you're banking on the fact that maybe in 5 years, that property is going to go up possibly $100,000. And when you take the cost of sale out of it, you might double your money. So you might take that $80,000 and you might double it in 5 years and maybe have some depreciation write-offs that you can use on something else. I don't think that's a very good use for $80,000. I really don't, because I know for a fact that you can invest in many markets across the United States that will produce not only positive cash flow for you, you're also going to get the benefit of appreciation, because we know that properties tend to go up in value every 20 years, maybe not as fast as California, but they go up. We also know that by buying it wholesale and renovating those properties and bringing back their glory days, we can put a lot less money into that property. And we're not looking at $400,000 homes. No, because what we understand is that when you buy a home that's priced more affordably than that, say the $150,000 to $200,000 range, we find that the rental dollars that are produced on those homes produce more percentages of rental distribution than a more expensive home. So in other words, if you've got a house that has an ARV of $200,000, and let's say it rents for $1,600, and maybe you've got a house that's worth $400,000, but it's not renting for $3,200, it's renting for $2,800. Can you see how two houses at $1,600 a month gives you $3,200 worth of rental income versus one house that is at $2,800 a month? Yeah, it's an economies of scale thing is what it really is. The other thing that we know is that property, when leveraged correctly, and you pay that mortgage on that property, you're going to get principal pay down. Now, you get it in both scenarios. The scenario that I'm recommending and the scenario that Peter was talking about. But that's pretty much where it all ends. It's pretty much where it all ends. Because if you're not looking at cash flows, you're missing the mark. Because that rental property needs to provide an income stream for you. And if property where you live is not producing an income stream for you, well, find another market to invest in. There are plenty of markets in the United States that are in up-and-coming areas where rental prices are going up and overall costs for housing stock are going up. And don't be afraid to live in California and invest in, let's say, Texas, because it's not hard to do. Once you understand how to correctly invest in real estate, once you understand that that real estate has the ability to pay you five different ways, six different ways if you're doing pure multifamily, once you understand how to build a team, once you understand who you need to have as your mentor, and you have that mentor available to you to talk about financial implications, you can invest anywhere you want. You should invest where it makes sense for you. As a matter of fact, what you should be doing is you should be looking at the rates of returns that these investments can provide to you. See, Peter, I know what your friends are doing because I've done that kind of investing. Yeah, when I lived out in California, that's kind of what we did, except we didn't buy houses to rent out. We just bought houses to live in, and they went up in value, and then we sold it, and then we moved to another house. And that worked out okay until 2008 when the entire market collapsed on us. Yeah, and that's a problem. See, here's the other thing. When you have property that you have leveraged correctly, that you have captured equity on, that is providing you income streams, and let's say the market crashes like it did in 2008, you know, you're thinking, oh, doom and gloom, right? Not really, because even though the overall value of that house may have gone down, the resident that's living there is still paying rent. The rent doesn't change. The note doesn't change. The income streams still remain. And you can ride for a year, two, three, whatever it's going to take. You can get through that. And the pricing of housing will eventually recover. That's what we have seen historically. Now, can I prove that? Can you take that to the bank? There's no guarantee of anything in this life, absolutely, other than death and taxes. Those are the two things that I can guarantee you. But I will tell you this, you can get yourself to a point of retirement in 5 years or less when you learn how to invest in real estate the way we teach you. And really, the answer to everybody's question today is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Let us show you what it looks like to invest correctly. We'll show you how we do it. And from there, you get the opportunity to become a member. And from there, man, I'll tell you what, the sky's open wide up for you.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.